Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We've got a girl on the phone for a second date update today. Her name is Celia, and in her email, she says her dog actually got her a date.
What? Wow. Way to go, wing dog.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Celia, is that like a trick that you taught her?
I wish. That would be pretty impressive.
Yeah. Go fetch the hot guy. Yeah. Go fetch him.
Good girl. Good girl.
Maybe your dog should start a matchmaking service.
Oh, that's genius.
Plenty of wolf.
Oh, I like that. Or Wagger.
Mm-hmm.
What about Wagger?
That's a good one, too.
You Wagger. You brought her.
You got to cut us in on these profits, Celia.
I sure count on it. I'm planning on making a lot.
Okay. Right.
So tell us about how you met this guy, I'm assuming, that you went out with.
Yeah.
I don't know who your dog's matching you up with, so tell us about it.
Another dog.
I met a guy.
Okay.
His name is Sean, and we met at the dog park.
Okay.
And before I even tell you about the date or anything with Sean, I have to tell you about my dog.
Okay.
She is so precious. Her name is Toby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that name.
I know. She means everything to me. I love her so much, and I take her to this park all the time. It's really close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she actually helped me to get a date because Toby's a poodle, to give context. And there was another poodle at the park.
Oh, man. And those poodles are having, like, intense philosophical conversations because they're the smartest ones there.
Obviously. They're drinking wine and eating cheese and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Classic poodle.
And was the other poodle Sean's poodle?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so the dogs hit it off first. They were just playing, and it was so cute. We were both kind of standing by our dogs, and we struck up a conversation. I figured out that they were both adopted. So we had this great conversation.
Well, of course they're adopted. Oh, my God. You didn't give birth to it.
Our kids are getting along. We should do something together, too.
Sweet little family.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
All right.
So were you outright hitting on him?
I have a hard time assessing whether or not I'm being too forward or not.
I hear you, girl. I hear you.
But I was doing my best to be cool.
Okay.
And he said that there was this new brewery that welcomes dogs.
Awesome.
And he was like, oh, you know, maybe we should go check it out. It wasn't like he said, would you go on a date with me? But it was implied. So we had this great time at the brewery. It was in an afternoon, though, so it wasn't like a formal evening date or anything like that. It was really chill.
Okay.
I'm in marketing, and he's a mechanic, which I kind of wouldn't expect.
A mechanic with a poodle. That's a weird combo. I don't think I've ever seen that out in the world before.
Yeah, it was different, surprising.
That's what's exciting about people like that. Like, there's a lot of layers to him that you want to find out about, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
He's a dog person. He's a mechanic, so he's got to be good with his hands.
Ooh.
That's good news for you, Celia.
Ooh, Jeffrey, you're thinking ahead.
Wow, I wasn't even thinking of that, but that's exciting.
I do know a lot of mechanics personally, yeah. So
oh,
trust
gosh,
me.
I bet.
This is going to work out well for you, Celia.
Oh.
How was the chemistry, Celia, between you two?
It felt really good. I thought it was like, it wasn't so serious that it was intimidating and overwhelming, but it wasn't so casual. It didn't feel like anything was there.
Right.
And honestly, I started to feel a little bit tipsy because we were at a brewery. Like, we were drinking.
Nice.
So I stopped drinking and we just kind of remained chatting and sobering up for the rest of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked about meeting up again. And to be honest, like, I was excited because both ourselves and our dogs seemed to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of disappointed because, like, he isn't responding to me. And sometimes he'll send back these really brief exchanges. And he'd mention, like, oh, we could see each other at the park. And he hasn't been at the park since our date. And I don't know if that's on purpose. But it's not like I'm stalking or anything, but I've driven by a couple of times, and I go, you know, really often, and he hasn't shown up.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
I'm not stalking, but I have a pair of binoculars in my front seat. They just happen to be there.
His break's at 2 p.m. every day. I don't know how I know that, but it's just...
It's okay, Celia. I have definitely, you know, maybe crossed the line a couple times into what could be considered...
Checking in.
Yeah.
Checking in. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. We've all been there.
So,
yeah.
Do you think that anything went wrong on the date that could give him a reason not to call you back?
I don't think so, and I've totally been overanalyzing this, like, since then. I didn't know if there was somebody else in the picture. I don't know if, like, there was something he didn't want me to know. Or like you said, like, I don't know if I came on too strong. I didn't think I did.
No, I'm totally thinking that there's somebody else too.
Yeah.
Just because you met at a dog park and he could innocently invite you to like be friends and then in the middle of it realize, oh my God, what did I just do?
Mm-hmm. How much did you talk about each other's dogs? Like, do you think maybe you went overboard on that? Because I have heard a lot of talk about Toby. And not so much about Sean.
True, true.
Well,
right.
If you met Toby, you would understand.
All right, so there's a chance you may have overshared.
I don't know. He has a poodle, too. I feel like people with poodles are pretty, like, no, I don't want to use the word crazy because you're on the phone with us.
Oh,
but,
God, bro.
You know, like, obsessed with their dog.
All right, well, let's find out how poodle crazy Sean is.
Okay.
Because we're going to play a song, we'll come back, and then we'll call him and try and get you a second date update. All right, Celia?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on.
Second date update.
Celia, I don't want to jinx this, but I feel really good about this second date update.
Do you?
I do.
That's good.
I'm already visualizing yours and Sean's wedding, actually.
Wow, that's too
okay.
You know, I'm seeing it. You say your vows,
uh-huh.
You cut the cake,
uh-huh.
And then it's time for the first dance.
Okay. Oh,
aww.
Come on.
You're just holding each other. Slowly swaying back and forth.
And so are their poodles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
won't be a dry eye or nose in the audience.
Definitely unique.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. She's on board.
Of course
you are a crazy dog mom.
If you're just tuning in, Celia met a fellow poodle owner named Sean at a dog park. Afterwards, they grabbed a drink together at a brewery that allows dogs there, and they had a really good time, but Celia decided to call it a night when she started feeling a bit tipsy, and ever since then, she hasn't been able to organize another meetup.
Hmm.
Celia, you say that you're not stalking him at the dog park, but how many times have you actually reached out to Sean?
I mean, I wasn't counting, but probably like 5.
Okay. That means more, I feel like,
yeah,
the way you just
like
said that.
25 sounds more accurate.
Yeah.
But he responded to some of them. It's just that a date hasn't come out of it necessarily.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it could, like you said, it could be something really simple that he's like kind of seeing somebody else and maybe it was in that in-between phase before you take it to a next level. I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we will know soon, hopefully.
There may have been a poodle that was hotter than Toby, so.
Oh, that's impossible.
Do
how
not
dare you
talk
say
about
that.
Toby like that.
Yeah, that's
impossible.
True. All right. Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, and we're going to try and get you your second date, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Sean, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Sean, how you doing? My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio.
All right. How can I help you?
I'm doing something for our show called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah. One of my buddies, he loves that show.
Ah.
Oh, cool. Good. Tell your friend hi and thank you.
Okay.
Must not be the smartest guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. He's really not all that bright.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does make sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let me explain how it works since you haven't listened yourself. The way that a second date update happens is when you go out with someone and they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us, and we'll try and connect you with that person and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
All right? And so you recently went out on a little date with a girl named Celia.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you think of that as a date? I mean, you guys hung out at the brewery, she told us.
I mean, we were definitely hanging out. I don't know if it was a date. I guess it was kind of a date.
Okay. Kind of a date. Ouch. All right.
Yeah.
Well, not to put any pressure on this, but Celia really liked you when you hung out, and she feels like she's not getting those same vibes back.
I mean, I don't really know, you know, what to say, to be honest with you guys. Like, I don't know.
Well, what are you feeling?
I mean, did something change? Because she told us that you guys were at the dog park, you bonded over your dogs, and then you asked her to go get a drink at, like, a dog-friendly brewery. So it sat, I mean, like, you could see where her perspective was that you were into her.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's your fault, so.
This is just so awkward.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Did she totally misread you? Is that what you're saying?
I think she misread the situation a little bit. Basically, she kind of made a proposition, and that was kind of what killed it for me.
Oh.
What proposition did she make?
I mean, you know, obviously we were drinking a little bit. You know, we were at the brewery, So maybe she was a little buzzed when she said this. So basically, she's about to get her dog fixed.
Okay.
Right? And so she was wanting her dog to have an intimate experience before she got fixed. And so she thought that she could hook her dog up with my dog.
She was joking, right? That was a joke.
It was very straight-faced. I mean, she was very serious about this. Like, it wasn't a joke. There was no laughing. There wasn't a just kidding at the end of it.
Okay.
Why?
You know, I totally understand that when people love their dogs. You know, I love my dog.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, want my dog to have amazing experiences too, but...
You're feeling like her dog doesn't live up to the expectations that you've set for your poodle? You want, like, a hotter dog?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. Like, I was a little turned off by it. Like, I'm not just going to pimp my dog out. And she wasn't trying to, like, breed it to have puppies or anything like that, you know, but I feel kind of dirty.
So wait, if she wasn't, she's not trying to breed her dog to have puppies. She's going to go get the dog fixed. I'm still kind of, like, missing why she would want to do this. Like, why is she trying to?
You know, like I said, she is getting her dog fixed, and she wanted her dog to experience this intimate relationship with my dog.
So it was like a bucket list item for her dog to not be a virgin. Is that what you call it in the dog world? I don't even know.
Well, did you ever tell Celia how you felt?
I didn't tell her how I felt, but, you know, like I said, like, I did feel kind of dirty. My dog isn't a prostitute.
Here's the thing, Sean. Now is your opportunity to actually tell Celia how you feel, because she's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, come, girl. Come talk.
Okay. Sean, I don't really get why you're, like, offended by what I said.
How can you not see where I'm coming from? Like, I'm not just going to let you use my dog. You know, how do I know that you didn't just, like, spot my dog and then decided to come up and talk to me, you know, and then
Ooh,
just kind of, like,
too.
It didn't feel organic, you know, after you said that.
Are you overanalyzing this? Like, it's not that big of a deal. And it would be good for your dog.
What?
How do you know that?
Have you ever known a man to, like, not have a good time?
What?
What are you talking about?
Wait, you're comparing men to dogs?
I mean, Toby is wonderful. You know that. And she's never had that experience. And I feel like it's my responsibility as her mom to help her. And, like, she needs to live a full life.
Yeah, Sean, it's just two single poodles in the city doing what single poodles do.
Let nature run its course.
I mean, I know that, like, this is, you know, obviously hilarious, but so my neighbors, they also had a poodle, and my dog and that poodle got along really well. They spent a lot of time together, and so, you know, my dog formed a relationship with this poodle, and then this poodle just moved away.
Aww.
This could help then.
Your poodle's still going through the heartbreak of the separation from the last relationship.
I know you guys, you two are joking, but Sean, are you saying that you'd be okay with this if your poodle wasn't going through an emotional breakup right now?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying that my dog had a real relationship at one point, you know, and then for her to just bring Toby into the picture and just, like, expect it to be forced, like, it's not organic.
Mm.
People hook up. Like, I don't understand why you can't let dogs hook up.
Yeah, but people don't force people to hook up.
Oh, my God. I can't believe...
That is a point he has.
Sean, I think you and Celia have way more in common than you realize.
Me too.
If you take the dog relationship out of this, you two may be a good mating pair.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how much alike we are, because I would never prostitute my dog.
You're not forcing the dog to do anything. It's an opportunity for Peanut. Ooh. To get to know Toby. It's literally an opportunity. They don't have to do anything. They just
they
can if they
done
want
this at the
to.
Dog
That's
park.
Nice.
They could have did this at
not
the dog
in front
park.
Of everyone.
Oh, my God.
You need privacy?
Yeah. Come on, Sean. This is the 21st century. Dogs are going to be promiscuous now. It's not like the olden days where they were set up and they weren't allowed to touch anything. All right? What do you say, Sean? Why don't you let him give up that milk bone?
Oh, do I have to say a
Wait, are you asking him to go on another date? Or are you asking for the
honestly,
dogs
Honestly, I don't know
again?
What I'm asking. I think I'm just trying to get some, you know, hot dog action going.
Okay. Yeah.
So just bear with me here.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot dog action.
Oh, God.
If you agree to go out with Celia again, we will pay for the date. Ooh. It's not like a prostitute thing. It's just for the date.
You know, right now I'm just going to have to say no just for right now because, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm feeling a lot of pressure from a lot of people to have her dog sleep with my dog.
And no.
It's just not.
They don't have to just sleep together. They could have foreplay. They could have a date.
Wow.
Yeah, they can cuddle in the dog bed afterwards. Like, what do you say?
I really honestly feel like you should say yes, Sean. I mean, you guys may be a match made in heaven.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Sheila's cool. I thought we had a lot of chemistry. That whole thing just really threw me off. And then now this is kind of throwing me off a little bit, too. So I just feel like I need a little bit more time.
All right.
He needs to process,
but I'm not saying no.
We tried, Celia.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Celia.
No, don't be sorry. He's going to think about it.
I don't know. Her dog's going to be fixed by the time he makes a decision. So it's going to be over.